in the castle again.
Ring the bells in the tower, it is time for the feast to begin.
We will dance and dance till midnight to the music of a lute.
We will laugh and laugh till morning, then all afternoon to boot.
Let there be singing.
The 16th annual Saratoga Choral Festival takes place at the Spa Little Theater in Spa State Park this Sunday, July 31st at 3 p.m. The festival will present a concert of music for children featuring a semi-stage production of the popular Magic Treehouse, the musical. The Magic Treehouse, the musical, is based on the popular series of kids' books by Mary Pope Osborne. The show has seen sold-out performances for its national tour. Several musical selections have been adapted for chorus, and special guest performers from the Saratoga Children's Theater will provide extra speaking roles and also sing with the choir. Also included in the program, Never-Ending Song, A Young Person's Guide to the Choir, originally premiered by the Vancouver Chamber Choir in 2001. The Never-Ending Song takes children on a brief history of choral singing through music. The Saratoga Choral Festival began in the summer of 2001, and we are joined by Festival Director Andrea Goodman and by chorus members Mira DeGregory and Jackson Cherry, and we welcome all of you to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning, Joe.
Thank you.
You have a very neat posse this morning, Andrea.
Thank you very much.
This is very fun. So we're going to get to you guys in just a second. So let me begin with Andrea. So how did you come to say, I think we should do a kids performance this year?
Well, you know, it's Beck's 50th year, and I looked back on what was their most popular performance and what garnered the largest audience that they've ever had. And believe it or not, it was a children's concert given by none other than Victor Borga.
Oh, that's great.
So they had about 11,500 people in attendance for that concert. I thought, well, great, let's do a children's concert. So, and we've never done that, and I just want to see the house filled with lots of kids. And yeah, we're offering great deals of $5 a ticket for as many children as want to come.
Okay, so how did you come to this particular piece?
Well, being a Berkshireite, as is Randy Kortz, the fellow who wrote the music for the Magic Treehouse, I contacted him when my Cantilena Chamber Choir was interested in doing a similar program, asked him if we could arrange a few numbers for choir, and he said sure. And so we're not doing the entire musical, we're just doing several numbers from it and telling the backstory as well. So he said okay, and then we did it, and we got our local high school to provide our Jack and Annie, as Mira and Jackson are going to be Jack and Annie. And then also the Never-Ending Song is like the corresponding piece would be the Britain's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, but just doing it in a little history of choral singing in a non-academic way, including the Pokemon Go song. So I want to make everybody knows that it's not only a Pokemon stop, but we're also doing the Pokemon Go song.
Very, very fun. Okay, so let us first go to Jackson Cherry. He's 14 years old, will be starting high school in the fall. How is that going?
I'm very excited to get to the high school. Middle school was great.
And so what will you be doing in this particular production?
In this production, I will be playing Jack alongside Mira as Annie, and we will be providing the story and the song. We will be saying lines to add to the story.
How many songs will you be doing?
There are three songs.
And has it been fun working on this?
Oh, yeah. It's been a great time. I'd like to thank Andrea for the opportunity. It's been a great time.
So how old would you be in the show? Would you be a 14-year-old in the show?
We're a little bit younger. I would say, you know, 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm. But you can pull that off.
They could be. And in the national tour, the children were already, I think, college age. But they looked young. So they, because there was a lot to do. So I think that they can run anywhere between 10 and 17, really.
And Mary, you're going to be Annie.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that going?
It's been really fun with Andrea and Jackson. And we've been doing a lot of rehearsals and with the chorus, and we've been getting used to saying the lines with them along with the music.
You are 12. You're going to be going into the 7th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be exciting. And you're both from Saratoga.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is it to be like to perform on such a nice platform in your own hometown?
I think it'll be really exciting performing in front of maybe some of my peers and a bunch of children, so I can bring, like, happiness, I guess, to them.
They're both accomplished performers already with the Saratoga Children's Theater. And Jackson has a nice role coming up. Do you want to tell us what that is?
In October, I will be in the Addams Family playing Pugsley.
Oh, very cool. That's great.
Thank you.
That's really fun. So you're learning the music for that?
Rehearsals are starting in August.
Yeah. So that'll be a cool role.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
And then when you are on stage for this and for doing this, as Mira said, of playing to your peers, and I assume lots of family too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get to see you. But it's a lot of fun to go out and perform for kids your age.
Yeah. I think it'll be really cool to perform for the children of Saratoga, because I remember going to shows at the library, and so I think it'll be cool to bring that back.
Shows different programs that would be held at the library that you
yes.
can see. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Now, has the, correct me if I'm wrong, Andrea, I believe you've been here every year since 2001. But
just about.
Yeah, I think so. So is this the first all children's performance that you've done?
Well, we do have the adult choir of 50 singers, and we were able to, by not hiring an orchestra this year, because we're actually granted the permission and given the backtrack from the actual show. So we've got a big orchestra, and the challenge is to, on tape.
Yes.
and the challenge is to plug us all into that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the hard work, and that's what the show does. They have a pre-recorded mm-hmm. backtrack, and we have to fit our singing in. And their speaking has to be at certain times, and they have to really be able to read the music and the lines and do them at the right time. And that's mostly what the rehearsals have been involved with.
And but you've never done anything with just children before, right?
Never.
Yeah.
Not here. No.
Right.
No.
So this is something new, and
so we have the adult choir and the children.
Yes.
So, together.
And then there are other pieces a part of this.
Right. Well, it's Alice Parker's 90th birthday, and we're doing pieces in honor of her, and they're all songs written for, they're folk songs, but they're also children's songs like Kitty Alone and By and By and Turkey in the Straw and Buffalo Gals and all those great songs that you don't hear much anymore, but that are hopefully familiar to children at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you guys get to do those too?
No.
No, you're done after the three or four songs.
Yeah.
Go back to your dressing room.
Well, they're in the Never Ending Song, which is the piece that the history of choral music, because that's at the end of that is how we bring it into the modern times, and they get to sing Everything is Awesome and from
the Lego Movie.
Yes,
sure.
And the Pokemon song and the Little Einsteins theme song too. So that's where they come in. That's
gave me a thumbs up. You like that one, Mary?
Yeah.
You like that one?
I used to watch it all the time when I was little.
Very good. So this is good. So now, did any of the kids have any input into the picking the songs?
Oh, yes. Yes. I asked, also my own son. I said, I'm asking every child, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite TV show? And they seem to think, because Pokemon is such a big thing, that has to be included in this year. So.
Are you both Pokemon fans?
Yes. My brother plays it a lot, so he's kind of brought me into that.
Okay. And do both of you have the game, the Pokemon Go, or are you playing the sort of traditional?
I just downloaded the app a couple days ago.
Yeah.
It's fun. I like it.
Now it's research for your part, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Perfect.
Well, it would be interesting to see if Mary Pope Osborne were to write a new book, if the Pokemon Go actually went to follow on their adventure, she never knows where the treehouse is going to land. If the Pokemon Go app would actually indicate where the next stop would be for the treehouse.
See, that would be great. Very cool.
Magic Treehouse meets Pokemon Go.
She's been on the show. She's very, very nice. She is an incredible talent. Did you read the books when you were little?
When I was little, I used to read all of the books. I was really into them.
It's a great series. One comes out every couple days, months, I don't know. But there's a lot of them.
This one is Christmas in Camelot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
The base, the music is based on, mm-hmm. in the middle of July, but that's all right.
That's okay, Christmas in July. It doesn't matter. And as far as the festival, what else is up going on? This will be the big event.
Well, this is the big event on Sunday at 3 at the Spa Little Theater.
Yes. It is Sunday at 3 o'clock, and you can find out more information by going to the website, SaratogaCoralFest.org. And I guess, so after this, then are you set till next year, or will you be working on other things in the meantime?
Well, then I go back to Western Massachusetts.
Your day
job. This is the Cantilena Chamber Choir's full season, and we have some exciting things coming up there with the Secret Chord. Geraldine Brooks is she is going to be coming and going to be reading from her book, and we're doing music based on King David.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Yes.
Wonderful stuff. Yeah. Well, you can find out more about the Saratoga Choral Festival and their presentation of a choral concert for children this Sunday, July 31st at 3 p.m. by going to the website, SaratogaCoralFest.org. SaratogaCoralFest.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org. Jackson Cherry and Mara DeGregory, I thank you very much for being with us. Have a great time on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Thank you. And Andrea, always good to see you.
Thank you very much for being with us. Thanks for having us on.
Have a wonderful performance.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.